This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You guys would consider it to be a great year, good year, bad year for Pacheco. I think he looks great, by the way, in preseason. I think he has his burst back a little bit. He's fully recovered
he
from that.
He never looked right last year.
From the ankle injury, yeah. So last year was disappointing. He only played in 7 games, 310 yards. We know the year prior to that, he had 935 yards in 14 games. And in his rookie season, he played in 17. He started 11 of them and he had 830. He still is only 26 years old. I think a great season for him involves him having over 1,100 yards from scrimmage. So
similar to 2 years ago when he finished with 1,179.
Yeah, I would sign up for that right now.
And how many touchdowns did he have in that game? 9 touchdowns between receiving and rushing.
I would love that kind of season. That'd be a great year for Isaiah Pacheco. It also bode well for him in free agency next year, too.
We keep talking about all the wide receivers. What I'm trying to decide is, how important is Isaiah Pacheco to their offensive success this year? And I think we underplay it sometimes because Andy Reid loves the pass. I think a great year would be like 1,200. Yeah, I mean, I'm not way above you, but that would be a great year. Anything under 1,000 all-purpose, I'm going to be a little disappointed in. He's in the final year of his rookie deal. He's still 25 years old. He is the lead back of what should be an offense that scores. And to tell you the truth, he has pretty much no competition. He's one of maybe 4 backs in the NFL that is a lead back without question, a lead back, right? How many guys, how many do you think lead backs in the NFL are there with no competition to the guy at number two who takes 35%?
You're saying solo, the guy is in it for
that. They're going to get 80% of the snaps as the running back this year.
Probably it's five like, or less in the
yeah,
league?
Yeah, it's like Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. I'm not even sure it's Christian McCaffrey anymore based on his injury stuff.
That might be it, actually.
The end? Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, there's a couple of them, but there aren't that many. He's not running up against somebody in the two spot. If their offensive line is supposed to be better, at the very least, I think Kingsley can run block. If their offensive line is supposed to be better, it's 1,200 yards for me for a great season. Anything over 1,000, I will accept. Anything below that's going to come off as disappointing. I will add one other thing, though. That it's not a stat we follow a lot, but I also think it'll be indicative of how well they're moving the ball. He's got to be better than 4 yards a carry. He was 4.9 his rookie year, he was 4.6 his second year. Last year, he averaged 3.7 yards a carry. Kareem Hunt averaged like 3.5 yards a carry. I think that was a bigger detriment to their offense than we want to admit. Their inability to block and their inability to get any yardage on first and second down made third down harder for them last year. Gold, if he can average 4.5 yards a carry, that's where I think everything on the offense gets easier. That is a stat sure. I care for to his success this year.
Does that mean that they run the ball more? Like I know that the yards per carry doesn't necessarily matter, but hearing Kingsley's really solid in the run game. Obviously, you know how Creed and Trey are. Josh Simmons, I would assume, is good enough in the run game as well as the pass protection just to be solid and you know,
he moves by, passable. So he'd probably be fine.
Would they, to get that, like, how realistic is the 1,100 or the 1,200, scrimmage yards you guys are talking about?
He did it 2 years ago. They don't have to run the ball more. I think it's on short yardage, though, in general, whether it's him or Kareem Hunt. They have to get better in that particular area. But as far as in order for Isaiah Pacheco to be an all-purpose 1,100-yard back, they don't have to like run it, you know, five times more a game for that to happen. Or it doesn't have to be an increase. The yards, they just have to be more effective in their carries.
Yeah.
You know, that goes to Cody's yards per carry thing. I mean, I don't think anybody's asking Pacheco to be getting 25 carries a game or something like that. It's just got to be, you have to be effective with those carries, and a lot of that is going to be short yardage. If it's if they're comfortable and it's third and one, and I know Andy will still pass in those spots, but on third and one, am I picking up 3 yards? Am I picking up, am I getting stuffed in the line of scrimmage? Am I barely getting the yard? All of a sudden, if on third and ones, you're getting 3 yards, that changes everything for you.
Absolutely it does. And like, I looked it up, Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing one year. To your point, Drew, like, hey, if they can run, why not run, right? Like, if they're really good at that, do it. Even in the year in which Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing yards, he was only sixth in attempts, and they still led the NFL in pass attempts. So I'll be honest with you, Drew,
the way that Andy runs his offense is unrealistic.
The league in run pass ratio.
I did look it up. Okay. So Isaiah Pacheco, and this is not receiving or anything.
All right.
If he averaged 65 yards a game for all 17 games, that puts him at 1,105. 65. So, to your point, if he gets 13 carries a game for 65 yards a game.
There you go.
I will say, looking at this list was a very stark reminder that how is Kareem Hunt still in the NFL? No one else who was in the rushing attempt yardage stuff with him during that time is in the NFL anymore. Here are the people who had more rushing attempts.
In 2018?
In 2017 when he led the NFL in rushing yardage. Le'Veon Bell, LeSean McCoy, Melvin Gordon. Some of these guys have been retired for years.
What?
Todd Gurley, Jordan Howard for the Bears. And then the guys right below him were Leonard Fournette, Frank Gore, C.J. Anderson, Ezekiel Elliott, and Carlos Hyde.
That's a who's who of retired players or guys not on the teams anymore.
Most of these guys aren't even anywhere near the league. That goes back to my original point. Pacheco is a massively important player for them on offense this year because they did nothing else at running back. Because their other running back, every other person he was in the NFL with a few years ago is retired. Which speaks to the state of the athleticism.
If Hunt has a normal backup running back role, and they're not at last year, the issue was they had to run him early when he got with the team. They had no choice. He wore out. If he's an actual number two running back and he's used like that, and you're only asking for a couple of carries a game, I think he can be actually very effective in that role. But when you start asking him to have 12 carries a game, that's when Kareem Hunt is going to wear out. And that's just not what he can do. But if I need 3 carries from him,
and it can be
effective carries. 4 carries, I don't know what he's going to average this year.
If I need 7 and 3 are on 3rd and 1.
Yeah, I'm probably a little low. I'm probably low at 3. He's probably going to get 6, 6, 7, whatever. But that, to me, he can do throughout a season for 17 games.
Someone says 816. These are they think the lead backs, the ones who don't have any. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Saquon, Genty. John Taylor,
we have no idea about Genty,
Kyron Williams, Chase Brown. Genty's
going to carry the ball 70-plus percent of the time.
James Cook and Genty should probably be added to the list. Kyron was in a timeshare last year.
Chase Brown was in a share last year
as well. Chase Brown was in a share
last year. And he will be again.
Yeah, so, I do think Genty will get over 70% of the teams. They are going to run Ashton Genty to the ground.
He's going to be the number one pick in every single dynasty fantasy draft this year.
Not number one, but he's going to be in the first. He's not going to be the number one pick.
In a dynasty. If you already have your established teams.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
In a league in which you're established and only the new players are available.
Gotcha.
Genty is going to get taken all over.
And gotcha. 100%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.